Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to a bonus episode of Undying Light. As normal, I am your one and only host. I decided really on the limb to drop this bonus episode. And normally I don't do topics. Normally I try to just stick to scriptural things, but occasionally a topic does arise, needs to be addressed. And so this was kind of brought to my attention from a fellow Instagram ministry page. And what really kind of aggravates me about it is the passive aggressiveness of what took place in this instant. And so I really kind of want to speak tonight on the topic, or today for that matter, on the topic of slander. And I find it to happen frequently on social media. It is very common, as I just smashed my leg into my desk, it is very common to run in to another page with a differing view of something and then not agree with them. And then they go and blast you in their stories or make a post about it and just take you to town. And I find that to be really unprofessional. And what's really sad about it is that these happen between Christian pages. Now, I do want to make a note too. I'm not innocent in any measure of the word. I've had my fair share of run-ins with people, and I've been open and honest about it in the past. I have blasted other pages in their comments on my page. And so I can come to the front and say I'm not innocent. However, I have repented, and in many cases, I've asked for forgiveness from those individuals. And I've definitely taken this to God. So I really am speaking both from experience with this and humility and the knowledge and truth that this is something that frequently happens. And what's really discouraging is that, as I'd mentioned earlier, this happens between Christian pages, pages that tout to be a ministry of sorts, and they share the gospel. And yet at the end of the day, we find ourselves bickering over secondary or tertiary topics. Now, when it boils down to it, it really, to me, it does not make a bit of difference whether you are a Baptist or a Methodist or a Calvinist or Presbyterian. I don't even care if you're Pentecostal and charismatic. It does not faze me. What I've grown to see in the ministry world is if we all agree that Jesus Christ is Lord and God raised him from the grave, then we can start from there. We can have mutual foundation. Now, if we don't agree on the basic foundation, then there are problems, but we don't need to be going out and slandering other pages. And what I found is, and I'm not going to get into the details of the people, but I had a good friend reach out to me, and they had set another page, had posted a story, and it was pretty, it was kind of passive aggressive, and it didn't call this other page out by name, but they had said, don't fall and be deceived by pages that have large followings, because they may not always know what they're talking about. And by further conversation with this friend of mine, I find out that the person who was targeting my friend, it really has a very bad taste of Lutherans. This person does not like Lutheran people. In fact, they go to the extent to say that they don't believe many, if any, Lutherans are actually saved, which I find to be a pretty hard brush to paint with. And the reason I say that is because you don't know. I can say the same thing about Calvinists. We don't know how many Calvinists are saved. They would all like to say they're saved, just as any Lutheran would like to say they're saved. But see, the problem is assurance doesn't come in our works. It doesn't come in our, you know, our ability to please other people under the law. What our assurance comes from, where our assurance comes from, is the cross, is looking to Christ. That is where we can say, yes, Jesus truly does forgive me. And when we can build upon that, then we have mutual friendship. However, some people I find want to slander against other Christians based upon ignorance and misunderstanding of scripture. Now, I've don't want to get into, again, all the specific details, because this is a private conversation between me and my friend. But, you know, this person that was targeting my friend had, you know, made the comments that Luther was always flipping and flopping his theology, and he was, you know, said a lot of really terrible and mean things and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, I've said it on podcasts before, look, Luther had a mouth and he drank beer and was an angry German. So, you know, this is not a show to defend Luther by any means. Luther had his shortcomings, just as any person does, right? We're all sinners. We all have our problems. We all have the sin that we deal with. And, but at the end of the day, when you just paint this broad stroke that no Lutherans are saved, it really shows that you either read Luther's works with blinders on, or you're reading third party things about Luther that aren't really accurately true. James Kettleston was probably one of the best historians on Luther, probably one of the most profound minds of his day. And I would venture to say his book on Luther was the best written book. And there's just not a lot out there in terms of good, wholesome Lutheran history books, and you know, that really cover Luther's life immensely. You know, a lot of them might skim over or touch on the big events. You know, he died of worms, and he was got excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church, and you know, he did, you know, X, Y, and Z on this date, and you know, he had it doesn't take much, honestly, to have basic knowledge. And what I am really stressing towards is the sheer misrepresentation that people can get over Luther himself. And, you know, and it's discouraging, because, you know, we as Christians try to find ourselves, you know, in this family, and yet there's always fighting. And I'm not necessarily saying fighting against us versus false teachers or anything like that. That's a whole different topic. What I'm going at is the fighting amongst true, authentic believers. Just because you carry a different hermeneutic with you doesn't make you doesn't make me or you not saved. It just means you read and interpret scripture differently. There's nothing wrong with that, but you could just go about it a different way. You know, if you were to take, you know, for instance, the map of the United States, and you are planning a route from California to Maine, there's a lot of different routes to get there. And you could take any of these roads And it's the same thing with hermeneutics. There's a lot of different ways to read scripture and apply hermeneutics. Are some of them bad? Yes, absolutely some of them are bad. But are some of them good and helpful? Absolutely. And so, you know, we have to have, you know, the understanding that, you know, especially between Lutherans and Calvinists, which I hope to have an episode soon on, you know, with a good friend of mine, that isn't a bad thing that they read scripture different than the Lutheran does. You know, I'm reading scripture, and even more so as a pastor, I read scripture differently now than I did as just a regular lay person, because I'm reading it to look for the riches to give to my congregation. And so it's a very different monster to tackle. But I want to kind of get into some of the meat here of the show. I don't think I'm going to be real long on the mic, you know, as I've already babbled 10 minutes here. But I want to talk a little bit about slander. And slander is making a false verbal statement that damages somebody's reputation. Slander differs slightly from libel, in that libel is a written defamation of character. Slander is only spoken. So you can go either way. On the internet, you're probably going to be libeling or libeling somebody. And this is, it's published slander, basically. A libelous accusation is a printed statement or image that is false and misleading and has potential damage to a person's reputation, business, or profession. So for today's, you know, terms, we're just going to stick with slander. It's easier to deal with, and most people are probably more common or more aware.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
That framing. So in this essence, slandering obviously really is more on spoken words, but I find that when people are writing something out just because it is in print text, this is somebody's verbal words being put into a text. And you know, and you can argue that with anything, right? If you're writing a book, you could be verbally speaking these things before you actually write them. But in this instance, I feel like this is a very passive aggressive position that person A is taking against my friend. So there's a lot of passages in scripture that really talk about this. Obviously, Proverbs 10:18, the one who conceals hatred has lying lips, and whoever utters slander is a fool. Peter writes this in 1 Peter 2:1. So put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. So in fact, really, slander is so high on God's list of wrongdoings that he includes it in the Ten Commandments. He says, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Bearing false witness includes slander because the untruths begin to spread. Now, you can take this as you please. And again, I don't want to make this a super long episode, but just a short little blimp of this topic. And really, you know, we can have a much longer and deeper conversation. But it really troubles me running a page. I've been on Instagram for a couple of years. I think I'm in, I don't know, year five maybe. And I've put a lot of time and effort into cultivating my page. I have been slandered against, and I've even slandered people. It's just, you know, that's just, sadly, that's the sin that man carries with him. But what I really try to refrain from, especially in these last couple of years, is when I come across a page that I disagree, I either just move along or I block it. I don't need to go out of my way and accuse them of being false teachers or heretics. Now, if the page is actually teaching heresy or false teachings, then yes, I will make a comment sometimes and either direct people to the gospel or point out what's wrong with it, things like that. That is fine as long as it's done within public comments. But if I'm just going on and I just start writing stuff in my stories and pages about, you know, random pages that I come across, and well, even if I don't tag them, I'm still doing a disservice. And oftentimes, because my friend had this encounter with this other person who was actively and essentially angrily sending her DMs, it's disheartening because you can match the, you know, the, you can put the pieces of this puzzle together. You know, it's not just a, hey, beware of these false teachers page. It's, I'm going out of my way to explicitly say that Lutherans aren't saved. I'm going out of my way to explicitly say that your theology is wrong and you're teaching a false teaching. When in reality, this person, it has really no proof, no evidence, and they are, for lack of a better term, they're just ignorant. They're blind in their pride, and they will go down on that sinking ship. And that's troubling because, you know, social media is bad enough. There's enough junk out there. There's enough hatred out there that we do not need it to be spurring up against Christian pages. You know, we have to have a unified front in this community to go forward. And that has rested so heavy on my heart this year that I've even taken the opportunity to reach out to some people in the past that I have had severe disagreements with, and I've mended broken friendships, because one, life is too short to hold grudges. Life is too short to be angry at people. Life is too short to be slandering people online. Life is too short, period, end. We are not given the promise of tomorrow. We have today. And in that framework, we need to be walking as Christ does, in love and compassion for our neighbors. Now, if this person who had slandered my friend had come to them and say, you know, I need to understand your position. Can you help me understand it better? That would be a completely different scenario. But instead, it's attack, attack, attack in the DMs. You're wrong. Luther's wrong. No Lutherans are saved. Yada, yada, yada. Let me put a story up in my comments and talk about passive aggressively how you are wrong and how you know pages who have large followings can also be deceitful. And that's true in the reflection that there are pages like, you know, Joel Osteen's page, I'm sure, and you know, all these big well-known false teachers have massive followings. Christians know that. You know, you listening to my show, you know that. And so that we understand that the following doesn't always indicate proper theology. But if you use it as ammunition, I find like you really have nothing to attack a person with, but you're going after something. And it's childish. And so my prayer is for unity across these denominations and unity across the church, because I'll tell you what, the times are going to get darker. It's going to get harder. And if we're sitting here bickering over stupid things on the internet, how is that going to make us in when times become incredibly difficult? What are we going to do when persecution hits? Are we going to be like, nope, sorry, you're Methodist. I can't hang out with you. I can't have fellowship with you. I can't break bread with you. I mean, are we going to be that petty? That's ridiculous. So, you know, I wanted to just take a short 15, 20 minute episode today and really talk about this because it was heavy on my heart tonight. And I pray that these two people can reconcile their differences. Or if they can't, then, you know, just accept the differences and move on. Because at the end of the day, I'm not going to agree with Calvinists in some aspects. I'm not going to agree with, you know, even all Lutherans on some things. There's, you know, we all have our own influenced hermeneutic. And even if we agree in the greater masses of the denomination that we hold to, we will still have disagreements even within those small circles. And I've even had people who, you know, who would have claimed themselves to be staunch Calvinists for so many years. And then they're kind of like, you know, the more I study, the more I kind of move away from that title because it is a limiting qualifier. And, you know, and I would even say Lutheranism is a limiting qualifier. My position is more of just an evangelical Christian, not evangelical like the mainstream, you know, fake Christian churches are out there, but evangelical in the essence that my purpose is to take the gospel and share the gospel. And so that being said, ladies and gentlemen, just a bonus episode I wanted to drop because it was heavy on my heart. And I pray that this just helped bring, you know, a little bit of light and just understanding, look, social media is dangerous enough as it is. We do not need to be fighting amongst ourselves. If you come across Christians bickering and duking it out, then, you know, play the mediator, step in and fix something if you can. But we should never be just targeting other believers. We should be defending the flock and protecting the flock, but we should never be fighting with the flock. And that's what I see happen quite a bit. So just take a deep breath, get off social media for a day or two and get into your Bible and see what's really worthwhile. And I pray that this helps lead you to that moment. That's it. I'm not going to give you any other spiels on my Patreon or anything like that. Just a simple, quick bonus episode. I pray that this was at least a little edifying for you. And I'm sure at some points through this episode, you heard my daughter banging around in the background. So I have my new equipment set up. And so that's what I'm recording on. And I have this little nifty sound blocker over my mic, but it still picks up some sound that my daughter's playing here in the background as I'm kind of watching over her. So that's that. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. Friday, we will be back at it with a bonus, or not a bonus, with a regular Friday episode. And we will discuss Christmas again. So we have two more weeks of the Christmas series, and then we have the Friday of Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day, and then we go back into our regular series. So that's what's up top for Undying Light. Again, if you follow me on Instagram, coral.dale.life, go check me out there, and that's where you can get all of my updates for shows and daily posts and some live videos every once in a while. So I did a live today on Instagram. But anyways, that's it. Guys, thanks for tuning in. I will see you all next week. God bless.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.